informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we entrepreneurs try to help us entrepreneurs. I'm here tonight with myself. Mr. Dukes is not with us at the present time. He's going to be dropping in from time to time. And my trusty co-engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself, Gene?
I'm doing fine. Bobby's the guy that makes everything work. And so we got a couple of clips that we're going to play for you to give you an idea in terms of what do we mean by the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. And Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you kind of get an idea of how entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs, and this is what it's all about. So if you're an experienced entrepreneur, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're a beginning entrepreneur or thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, we'd love to hear from you as well. We will share some of our thoughts, and that's what we're here for, to share some of that. So that's I'm going to say, but tonight... We are winding down from, this is the last Thursday that we have to celebrate Black History Month. We've done some of that on this show for the entire month of February, and what we've given out were names of successful, well, I'll stick with the term, Black entrepreneurs that are quite successful in our country. I gave out a list of those as far as identifying their names and businesses. We also gave out, on another week, famous quotes that several have made in order to help other entrepreneurs to become entrepreneurs. So, and we actually have had a couple of people on the show, and we're looking to have someone come on the show this evening, hopefully. But that's what we've been doing all this month. And so if you have any thoughts, any ideas, put them in the chat. Put your comments in the chat. Ask a question. We would love to do that so I can try to respond to you. But this is for all entrepreneurs. It's just that during this month, as a nation, we celebrate what someone termed Black History Month. And so we want to make sure we acknowledge those that have made strides in order to help things work in this country, because one of the reasons I may be sitting here is because of that. So that's what I have to say, is because of the labor that many have put in that has opened the doors for somebody like me to get in front of you and talk about entrepreneurs and other subjects. Anyway, so that's what I'd like to be able to say. And
our very special guest is gathering her notes, and she'll be calling us right back for
Alrighty.
A fun time sharing ideas and helping a lot of people out there get started.
Right. Okay. So we have a guest that's on the way, but we're going to pick this person's brain, and you're going to be more than welcome to assist in picking her brain. One of the things we do want to do is to let you know that you can now find us on Facebook and YouTube, and you can put comments in there, ask questions, put statements in, and we'd love to hear from you. And go share that with your contacts and friends so that more people begin to know about us, so that we can begin to hear what you have to say out there. And so that's what we are in the process of doing. So that's happening on two shows here on WTAN. We have two shows, and they're both are live, and you can also see the recordings, the videos, just by going out to Facebook and typing in WTAN, or go out to YouTube, typing the same thing. Find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find both shows. But that's how you'll be able to find us and hear what our show is all about. And anyway, so that's what I wanted to say. We just completed a year of having entrepreneurs on the show and having entrepreneurs sharing their thoughts and comments from their experiences in order to help us and help other entrepreneurs. And so it's wide open, because there are entrepreneurs who started with nothing that are now quite successful, and there are those that have had some ups and downs. We really want to hear about those, because those experiences help all of us to grow, especially if we have a product or service that we're trying to put out there, because it's going to be something that I believe will help all of us if we're hearing from different types of entrepreneurs at all different levels. Anyway, tonight we have a special guest on the show, and to help close this out for this month. And our special guest, her name is Dee Wilkins. And Dee is, she's on right now. Anyway, hello, Dee. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just fine. Thank you, Mr. Hodgson. How are you and your awesome audience doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. The audience, we're hoping that the audience chimes in.
Yes,
and
I'm
so,
sure.
So, but I just wanted to introduce you and let our audience know that you're going to be our guest for tonight, and that they have the permission to pick your brain, as far as I'm concerned, and you can handle all the rest. I'm going to pick your brain a little bit as well, but I'm not going to do that until we go to a break. So if you hold on, Dee, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I'm giving you a formal introduction and get you on the way.
Awesome.
Okay, stay tuned. Stay tuned. Okay.
Hey, Tampa. Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
That's what I believe many of you have to do. I've had to do it, and it's no easy road, I don't think, unless I run into that entrepreneur that says the road is easy. But we're on our way.
Well, you won't find one that'll say that today, I don't think so.
I don't think so. We have a special guest on the line. Her name is Dee Wilkins, and I'm going to let Dee tell you who she is. And so, Dee, tell us who you are and what you do.
Good evening once again. My name is Dee Wilkins, that's D-E-E, last name Wilkins, and I am the Senior Editor and Operations Manager with Impact, Christian Business and Professional Magazine. It's a lifestyle magazine. It's grown, and we shout out and support all entrepreneurs across the globe.
Okay.
So
now,
it's Impact with two M's. That's what makes it a little unusual.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you to give out that information, make sure we know it's two M's. But is this something you started, or is this something you picked up along the way?
No, it is something that I've always been interested in, writing, journalism, anything that is investigative. That has always been, you know, when I was a little girl, I did what I guess a lot of little girls did. I read Agatha Christie. And I just devoured anything that had to do with mystery and really resolution solving, different types of journals, books. I love that. So it was really something that was kind of innate in me. Mm-hmm. And I was very fortunate to have an English teacher when I was in junior high school, and she actually recognized my gift. That's what she called it.
Wow.
So, and she just pushed me. And at that time, because I'm from New York, we went to a school that was very diversified in our students, so we were able to get a great deal of insight and experience as far as different cultures and different people doing things across the globe.
Mm.
Excuse me. I have a bit of a cold, so I have to apologize to the audience, too.
Oh, we'll forgive you. Okay. Now, you mentioned something that just piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
Do entrepreneurs have gifts, or are you special that you recognize what yours is, or somebody told you what it is, and you took it from there?
I kind of think that it's a combination of all of that you said. because each one of us has a gift of some sort. Mm-hmm. If we do not take the opportunity to recognize and embrace whatever it is, I believe that we lose something. And mostly it's time, because time is what pushes you. You get an idea, you decide this is what you want to do, and then some of us say, oh, no, that's not for me. Let me go on and do the normal, traditional. So we'll go to school, get an education, find an opportunity in the corporate side, and then we lose sight a little bit of our entrepreneurial skills and gifts. So I think that we all have gifts and talents. It is how you want to sharpen the iron.
I agree. Now, since you mentioned that as far as gifts and how you started, what did you do before? Because I heard you mention something about corporate America, something like that.
Yes. Well, my corporate America was more or less in the customer service, banking, insurance, real estate, all of that. And so I have a number of at least 30 years of experience with dealing with different people in different businesses. And I think that that enhanced a lot of what I do, because I wrote for those companies, and I was able to get, add content to a lot of things that we were trying to do for different parts of whichever business, telecommunications, whatever.
Now, how many, if you don't mind sharing a little bit, how many years did you put into the traditional method and then step out to form your own business?
I believe that it took me a good kick in the in the boom boom to step out after about 22, 23 years.
Okay. I asked that question because many people need that kick or that push or something like that, because I think many start out working for somebody else and then they take off on something. So who or what pushed you?
Well, I was a mom at an early age, and so I did those, being the mom, going to the cheerleading and the baseball, whatever. But there was always that pull on the entrepreneurial side, and I was fortunate enough to have a mother and a sister that just supported a lot of the things that I wanted to do. Mm. It was not an easy life because I had a divorce also in there, and that kind of distracted me from what I felt I really wanted to do. And I had to remember that I was now a single mom, and single moms have to do the best that they can with what they have.
Mm.
So I was. That's how I got more involved in the corporate, because I always knew that I would have a paycheck coming in, and if I ventured out on my own, you never could tell. At least that is that mindset that a lot of entrepreneurs have, and that's what holds them back from taking that leap of faith.
Yeah, but it's a leap of faith, I believe, anyway. It's a leap stepping out there.
Yes.
Now, so how did you come up with it? With Impact Magazine?
Well, that is quite a story, too. In a nutshell, really, it was a name that was given to me in my sleep, and I can only attribute it to the good Lord. For a number of years, we had put out an issue. It started out, as a newsletter. Mm-hmm. It's just something I was doing in my spare time when I wasn't working. So I just did a newsletter letting, different people know. And remember now, we did not have the opportunity of the computer where you could just go and send it out. We printed up everything. We disseminated it with, individuals in churches and schools. So it was a paper issue, but it did go out to a number of people, and it grew, and people decided that they wanted to see more. So the magazine came, and the magazine was Impact with only one M at that time. And somewhere around 234, 235, one morning, about maybe a year or so into it, God woke me up and said he wanted me to put the second M in there. And the second M stands for magnify. And so the magazine magnifies the stories of everyday people, not the big shots that we all know, you know, but everyday mm-hmm. people that sit next to each one of us in church or school or any number of places that you would just, you know, you just look for the normal or quote-unquote normal.
Great. And that's a great story. Do you have that story somewhere where people can go see it?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's part of our media kit, which we are just putting together to go out because we're doing so many things now.
Okay. So at some point, it's going to be ready for everyone to know how you got started.
Oh, yes. I would think within the next maybe 10, 15 days.
Oh, well, hopefully you let us know because we'll help get the word out if we can.
Well, I have to let you know because one of the stories that we're sharing is yours.
Oh, really? Well, we have something in common. We got spoken to. So.
Exactly.
Now, if you could help someone else, though, who's pondering getting started or they've just gotten started and they don't know what the next step is, what kind of advice or tip could you offer that type of person?
Well, I think that I would always, and I do this really every day, I tell people that they must trust themselves. They must take the opportunity as it comes to them. Because there are so many days that something will just pop into my head and I'll think, oh, no, I can't do that. But then if you step out and you say, oh, yes, I can do it because it came to me. It must be a reason why. So I'm going to go out there and do it. And once you make up your mind that fear or the unknown or, you know, just get your curiosity button up. And once you do that, you take and you go and you explore and you research. There's so much out there to research, to utilize, and then to fine-tune for you. And you cannot be worried about, oh, somebody's already doing that. Because just like when Mr. Edison was out there, you know, with the light bulb and Mr. Graham and all of them, you know, they were all on the same path, but if they had known, because each one was in different parts of the world, but they were on the same goal. They had the same objective. And once you put it all together, what is good for one may not necessarily be good for the other, but it has some positives to it.
Great. That's a great tip. I'm going to ask you for a couple more as we go through the show. So just if you don't mind, because we want to pick a little bit, if we can get a little bit from you, then it could help large multitudes. So that's what it is that I like to make sure that whatever you can share, we definitely appreciate because we are being recorded and that this is going to be out there. And so we want to benefit from your knowledge as well. So that's what I'd like to have you just think about as we go. We're going to take a short break so that we can get that out of the way, have a little break from our sponsors, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Dee Wilkins, the editor and writer of Impact Magazine, and we'll be right back to hear more from her.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money. Something I think we all want. Some of us want to work a little harder to get more, and I'm one trying to figure out a way to get more. I'm here on the line with our special guest as part of Black History Month, Dee Wilkins. She's the chief editor of Impact Magazine. And Dee, are you still there?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So you started the magazine. Mm-hmm. And did you have any obstacles along the way?
Oh, yes.
That you still remember?
Oh, yes. There are so many. But I've always been, one of the things that my mom and my dad, who were entrepreneurs themselves, my mom was, her mother was Cherokee, so you know that there were traditions that we had to learn and follow. And then for my father, his mother was West Indian from Barbados. So their culture told them that we always had to do something to be of service to others. And so my father was in real estate, but at the same time, he drove a motorcycle, and he was a taxi cab driver. And he was the first black beer distributor, because that was the business then. He was the first black beer distributor, and it is documented in the Amsterdam News in New York. So we grew up with that kind of culture that entrepreneurship was basically the only way to go as long as you got an education, because he stressed education to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there are several challenges and little bumps in the road, and you think that they're a bump, but they really are a mountain. And you have to figure out the way to go around it without getting your feelings hurt or bringing your feelings to the table. My father encountered, which I'm sure many encountered, racism. He walked with Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King. You know, he fought mm-hmm. for the things that he believed in, and consequently, all of us did the same thing. So we have that to fall back on, and it is because of the strength that those who came before us, we appreciate Black history to the utmost.
Great, great. Now, you had role models, so that helps if there are role models in your family that lead you into some direction that you can follow or get inspired by. What type of a person who may not have that within their surroundings?
Well, Mr. Hodge, I really, and I search my brain when you had asked me that question once before. And somehow I have to say that if we look hard enough, any one of us has someone that they can latch on to that will be more than happy to be a mentor and to, you know, to give them a little something.
Right.
And when you, if you are receptive to someone offering their hand, and not necessarily a hand out, but just their hand and their wisdom and their guidance, if you honestly and sincerely want it, then you will attract the positive to you.
That's what I wanted to hear from you in your words. so that you're saying it how it can work for anyone. And
yeah.
And I want the new entrepreneurs to know that, and the successful entrepreneurs, they probably are automatically start reaching out to help others.
And I believe that they are, because there are several. We don't just handle the area here. We, you know, I have clients in Australia, the United Kingdom, Africa, as well as here.
Wow.
And so they are constantly, you know, trying to put themselves in contact with
really?
Others. So that's why we, you know, I call it cohesive mm-hmm. collaboration. Because if everybody, there's a young man here in Tampa, and he is just about the most, he's very humble, he's very kind, and he was, he had an idea. He called me up one day and he said, "Dee, we have to do this. I want you to help me get this done. We're going to do this." And what it was is he had an idea for CEOs to bring successful CEOs in our area, like Mr. George Tinsley and Gary Hartfield, Mr. Davis with Bolt, Mr. Campbell, Mr. Butler with Vista Communication. There were just so many. And he wanted to bring the new young entrepreneurs and to have these successful men like Mr. Young, who owns a dealership. He wanted to have them come and speak to the young up-and-coming entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're networking. You're, and it went very well. And they have continued to do it through what we call here in Tampa with Mr. Albert Lee, the BBIC, the Tampa Bay Black Business Investment Corporation. So what they have done is they are challenging the young ones, the up-and-coming new ones, to get out here and meet the more professional, the ones that are established, and to kind of pick their brain. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to pick your brain a little bit more. Because you're based in Tampa.
Yes.
But this is all over, plus it's recorded on YouTube and Facebook. What would you recommend for other communities, cities that may be doing something similar but may not be?
In my stories and my digging, my investigations, I have been able to find in Houston and Atlanta, Miami, West Palm Beach, Chicago, way out there in Alaska,
mm-hmm.
all across New York, Philadelphia, all over. There is always a city, a place that if you want to do something, they are doing
Somebody's doing it somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody's doing it somewhere.
Yes. Yes. And with the modern technology that the young ones have right now, I remember you said the young ones is like a term that we really don't want to just keep on saying. So just the young adults, the new entrepreneur, the
our
creative
children.
And innovative one.
Our children and grandchildren, those folks.
The ones that we are leaving a legacy for.
Right.
Yes. And they are, I belong to so many organizations, and they are, you know, they'll send you an invite, And sometimes, you know, you just can't belong to everything. But if I see the significance, and if I feel, after I've researched them, I will then click on, and I will become, involved.
Mm-hmm.
On my LinkedIn page, I go and I make sure, because I'm not interested in numbers, and I'm not interested, like on my Facebook pages, I don't care about what color your nail polish is and where you went with. That's not my business is strictly being able to bring positive information to as many people who are receptive and want it. Now, there are other magazines, there are other companies doing the same thing that I do. I cannot be,
right.
All in a little bubble. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. Oh, no. I know that what is for me has already been planned.
Ooh.
So you might be doing the same thing. And a lot of things that you're involved in, like HTI, the training program. Basically, I was a trainer and a facilitator many years ago with behavioral programs and things. But that is not me. My heart is not there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to always remember to go and follow where your heart is.
Great.
Your heart.
Great.
Your heart will guide you.
Yeah.
At least that's what motivates me. That's what gets me up every day. That's what makes me answer my phone to help anybody who says, "Miss D, I need some help." And if I can help you, I will. If I can't, possibly I know of someone like you who I can refer them to.
I think that works. I'm just going to say in my world, there's always somebody that knows somebody that is willing to pass you on or make that connection or do something whenever you start working on your thoughts and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly. That's why I said that when I connect with you or in anything that I do, I've always got in the back of my mind not only how it can be very helpful for me, but also who else can we help do something positive?
Great.
How can we get the word out? How can we make you feel that you are necessary, you're needed? And that's the other thing. You have to make sure that people's feelings don't always get involved, if possible. There's a young lady here in Tampa that she is about the most beautiful human being. Her name is Sherry Brown, and she doesn't do anything for anybody without thinking and then making sure that whoever it is she's connecting them to, that they are about something that is going to bring positive to this city that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she works closely with the mayor and a lot of different people. She brought Bollywood. I don't know if you're familiar with Bollywood.
I've heard it, yeah.
Okay, so she brought thousands and thousands of people here to this city for growth and so that people would know about the history of Tampa, Florida, and Central Florida in itself.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you aware of any entrepreneur organizations that are in the community? Because they're entrepreneur programs at several of the universities and things like that around here. But just something in the community. But Are you familiar with any programs for younger people, I'm going to say, I don't know, 15 ages and under, that you could suggest how a community could begin to look in that direction to begin to help that age group, the 15 and under, because they have a lot of thoughts just like we do?
Oh, they do. Now, we have... Let me just say this. In the air, because Impact is doing another publication, and we will be highlighting young entrepreneurs. There is an organization, now they specifically specialize in chefs, cooks, mm-hmm. because the young ones, you know, they're always sitting by grandma or their mom or auntie, and they've been watching them cook. And so they have gone many, many across the country. But here in the Tampa Bay area, we have Young Chefs Academy. That's youngchefsacademy.com.
And if you
go to their website, you can find out all kinds of information on things that they have done. Also, we have a group. Let me think now. I'm trying to remember where they are. It's called the Belite, B like in boy, mm-hmm. hyphen, E-L-I-T-E, All Stars. And these,
Elite.
This, oh my God, yes.
All
the
Stars.
Elite All Stars. And okay. you can find them on Facebook or, you know, they have a website also. But they are phenomenal. And you know what they specialize in? They're little cheerleaders.
Really?
Yes, they are little lovely cheerleaders. But they're getting ready for, you got to know that they are going to one day be in gymnastics because mm-hmm. the height that they jump and the movements that they make, it is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. So young entrepreneurs, yes, sir, we have many, many, many out there. And so, like you said, there is a legacy for the youth of tomorrow. Not mm-hmm. every child is going to play basketball and football, or not that there's anything wrong with either one, but I know that the intellectual and the physical and the healthy side is extremely important too.
Well, us humans, we come in all shapes and forms with a zillion ideas.
Exactly.
And I only said that because trying to figure out a way to welcome those younger generations to hear their ideas.
Yes.
And like a think tank or a speech tank or something like that.
Well, there is another young lady here in Tampa, and what she has done is she has the Black Business Bus Tour, but she also has the entrepreneurial program where the young ones can come, you know, just like the older individuals, you know, they set up their little booth. We have ice cream. We have lemonade. We have bow ties. We have hair, you know, things for your hair. We have candles.
Oh, okay.
All of these things have been designed and they have been put into effect from the young people. So Candy Lowe is the one that has done that, and anyone can find her through the blackbusinessbustour.com.
Okay.
Let me think. Her number, 813-394-6363. And so but here is not the only place. We have more. Almost every city I go to, I can find several entrepreneurs under the age of 18.
Okay, now hold your thought because we're gonna take a short break. But when we come back, I'm gonna ask you. I'll tell you ahead of time. I'm gonna ask you, how can other cities find those other those type of organizations going on in their town?
Okay, I'll be happy to share that.
Okay, you're listening to Dee Wilkins with Impact Magazine, and stay tuned. We'll hear just a little bit more for in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Which I think most of us want some. I'm talking to Dee Wilkins, the editor and chief person of Impact Magazine. Dee, you still there?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Our time is winding down. I got three questions for you. And just before the break, I mentioned that I just wanted to pick your brain one time, but very shortly. What can other communities or cities do to do something similar like what is going on in Tampa?
Well, I think that every parent should become involved in the school system of their child. There are several private schools or charter schools. We have two or three here in Tampa, one being Eastside Preparatory Academy, where they do not teach the regular, you know, they have all the usual courses, but they also have special courses for, we brought in the Sheriff's Department, we brought in, as a matter of fact, Mr. Dukes is going to be going out for automotive, the fire chief, she came out. These are showing, and we had a chef, we had a designer. These are showing the children who are growing up that there are other opportunities available to them. I think as soon as parents get involved in the school system, and they also must remember to vote so that they are voting for the right person for their you know, their children and their children's future.
Okay, great, great. Now,
The other thing is, I'm sorry, you were going to ask me something else.
Yeah, I was going to sort of cut you off in a sense because time is winding down. I want you to give out your contact information so that we know how to contact you.
Okay. My contact information, my name once again is D like in David, E-E, last name Wilkins. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I'm also on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Also, my telephone number is 813-812-9677. 813-812-9677. And our website is Impact, IMPACTMAGAZINE. So it's Impact Magazine.
Impact Magazine.
Dot com. Right. And my email address, of course, would be info@ImpactMagazine.
Oh, okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Great. Now, one other question, because our time is running out.
Of course.
If we meaning the radio station, the radio show, myself, if we could help you out with anything, what what might you need that you'd like to get some exposure with, or something that we could offer to assist you if you need in the future?
I am always looking for new stories. I love to shout out individuals. The more stories that I have, the more people will follow me on all of my social media, because our stories are a little bit unique. We do not just ask the regular questions. We want to know what makes you think and why you are doing what you're doing today. So if anyone is interested in assisting us and getting us out there, we are always very receptive, and they can just follow me, call me, do something.
Great. Well, I'm interested in getting my story out there as I age.
Age is not a number.
A different chapter.
Yes. Age is not a number that I care about, because wisdom comes from the Word of God for me. So there's that book, the Bible, with all the lessons for how we can live our lives and do the right thing. So age, if they are still reading about him after 2,000 or more years, age is not anything that we should concern ourselves with. Let us move forward and just concentrate on doing what you do. Do it the best that you can, and you'll be so many doors, so many people, they're just going to say, Mr. Hodge, I want your program.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm just curious, because there are chapters in life as we progress or go through experiences, and so that's always adding to one story. And so that's what I wanted to get out there. How do we add on to our story if you need that from others out there, or new stories or additional stories?
Well, there is a young lady who is an author. She has gone through like you said, different layers, different chapters. We are getting ready to publish her book. She's Jeannie Goins, and it is called Anointed. And so she has taken her book, her story, and we've broken it apart. So now, where it was only going to be one, it is going to have a sequel to it.
Okay.
Because all of us have so many layers to our lives.
Okay, that's the answer to the question. Yeah. Okay, our time is winding down. We got about a minute left. Can you give out your contact information again?
Of course. It's D-E-E Wilkins, ImpactMagazine.com, spell it out, two M's, telephone number 813-812-9677, and our email address would be info@ImpactMagazine.com.
Great. And if anything popped up in your mind during this interview, do you have another tip that you'd like to put out there for all new entrepreneurs, old entrepreneurs, just entrepreneurs, or people thinking about it?
Entrepreneurs, don't give up. Entrepreneurs, look in the mirror, look at what you are today, speak it. Speak what you want to be tomorrow, and get out there and soar.
Great.
Soar.
Great.
S-O-A-R.
Great. Well, thank you very, very much for taking the time out to come on. It's good to have you back. And you got any, our time is up anyway.
Okay.
But thank you very, very much
thank
for taking
you,
the time
Mr. Hodge.
To share with us. And we'd love to get you on again. And
well,
again,
you know
you.
How to call me.
Alrighty.
I'll be right here. Thank you, and have a blessed day, everybody.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, you hear the music. It's Frank Sinatra, My Way. I say this on most shows. All the things you like doing, enjoy doing, that you have been doing, you literally have been doing it your way. Go out and start that business that you've been thinking about, and give us a call and tell us, because you do have something to share with us. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour so we can help you job seekers out there. And we're out of here.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.